This is an important day for our parish as we're celebrating First Communion. So we had our PSR kids receive First Communion at the 9 a.m. Mass, and then the school kids will be having a special Mass at 1 p.m. today. And so this celebration of First Communion is not, I was telling them, not just for them alone, but it's a parish, it's a family celebration, and it's a parish celebration. And I'll explain. The two disciples were on the road to Emmaus from Jerusalem, which was 7 miles. And I asked one of the kids, I said, "So how long does it take you to walk a mile?" He said, "An hour." So they had 7 hours. Jesus was talking with them on the road, so he had a lot of time to explain what was going on. And they get to the end of the journey. They're in Emmaus, and they ask Jesus, or ask the stranger, to dine with them, to sup with them. And so he does. And then they sit down at table. He takes bread. He breaks it. He blesses it. And he gives that to them. And their eyes are opened at that moment, and they recognize him. And then he vanishes. And so that's obviously a very much Eucharistic reference, because what we're going to hear in the words of consecration is he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to his disciples. And so where is Christ made present? When is Christ made present? In the breaking of the bread. And that's what we come here every Sunday to do, to encounter Christ in the breaking of the bread. That's where he's made present. Our eyes are open. So after Jesus just vanished, immediately after that, the two disciples recounting, they said, "Well, when we were on the road, weren't our hearts burning within us? Something special was going on." So I asked the kids, I said, "How do they feel about making their First Communion today?" Some said they were fearful. Some said that they were nervous. And then a couple of them said that they were excited. So there was all kinds of emotions that are going on in those kids. And they're dressed in their Sunday best. And, you know, some of your First Communion outfits you just wear one time. I didn't bring my First Communion suit. I have in the past. I only wore it once, but it was a sweet white suit. So I'll bring it back next year. I only wore it one day, but it was, and my mom made it, was such a special event, special celebration of what was happening, and I was full of excitement. And you know, what those kids were experiencing was a taste of what the two disciples on the road were experiencing. Their hearts are burning within them. Now, what did the two disciples do immediately after Jesus is vanished before them and they recognize that their hearts are burning? They run back to Jerusalem, 7 miles. So I asked the kid, "How fast can you run a mile?" 30 minutes. So they ran 3.5 hours back to Jerusalem, where the other 11 apostles and some of the other disciples were there, and they shared with them that he had been made present to them in the breaking of bread. And so there was a celebration, and there was joy emerging. And so think about that in regards to a family and a parish that's celebrating First Communion. These young kids, their hearts are burning within them. There's something special going on, something beautiful. And we being a part of that, they kind of come back to us and share with us that he was made present to us. We recognize him in the breaking of the bread. He's risen. He's alive. He's among us. And we need our hearts stirred to see that and recognize that in ourselves. Because familiarity breeds what? Contempt. And so we go through the motions and we lose what Pope Benedict XVI said. We lose that Eucharistic amazement. And those kids have that. Their hearts are burning within them. So today really is very much a parish celebration of what God is doing and how God is alive. And to keep in mind that most of the people at Jesus during Jesus' time did not see him, his resurrected presence. It was only a chosen few, maybe at least gathered at one time, as many as maybe 500. But that was it. Out of thousands and thousands and thousands of people, most of the people had to rely on the what? The word of their testimony. And so most of our life, maybe we'll have an experience where our hearts are burning within us, But our faith really most of the time is going to have to depend upon the witness of others. And so that's the beauty of these First Communion celebrations, is that it's their witness today. These little kids who are 7, 8, 9 years old, who have enough of the use of reason to be able to appreciate and have that Eucharistic amazement and testify and witness to us of what we are receiving. Because the more that we can appreciate and recognize that it is the Lord, the more our lives will be transformed and the more that it will affect our lives as we go out to live the Christian message in the world.